Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Mara's our personal trainer for the mind. We're up to the last week of your Thinking Error series, but I should mention the whole lot are available to download for free from our website, salvos.org.au/radio. So what's the final chapter?
Okay, the last two common thinking errors that people make, particularly when we talk about people that are dealing with or recovering from depression or deal with low self-esteem and things like that, are labelling and the can't stand it. So the first one, labelling. It's really, really common for people to make negative generalisations about ourselves or about other people based on their experience. So, and this happens in the way of I take one specific incident where I may not have done so well and I make a negative generalisation and start to label myself. So because I didn't perform very well, that must mean I'm dumb or I'm a loser, I'm boring. Or alternatively, we start to do it to others because something has happened, that person must be label X. And often the labels aren't particularly nice and so that gets caught up in a whole negative way of thinking. And if we start to, if we think negatively, then we don't feel good about our world and a lot of other things suffer as well. So the challenge here is the same challenge as the facts versus feelings, and that is just stick to the facts. Labels are really, really big interpretations and they're self-generated things. So let's actually just look at the facts and look at how things could be seen differently. Just because there's something that I'm not happy with, does that mean that I'm totally no good all the time? So this is some self-acceptance stuff that we've done before on Mind Games. And the last one, the can't stand it-itis. Is where people experience a negative event and they, again, similar to a mountain out of a molehill, they find it really, really difficult and they tell themselves that they can't stand to deal with the impact of this situation. So the challenge is to accept that sometimes frustration and things don't work out the way that they are, and that's normal in life, and that we can't always get what we want, but that we will survive, you know? So it's the challenge is to actually ask yourself, is it really that bad? Can I stand this? And look at ways that I am. So take a breath and ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it right now? Is it as bad as losing my home? Is it as bad as being caught in some of these natural disasters that we hear in the world? And it tends to then be, you're able to change that negative thinking pattern and put a different spin on it and a different perspective. So perspective's really, really important. And ask yourself, and tell yourself, you know, it might be that I don't enjoy this, but I can stand it and I can deal with it. So you're actually then finding a way to actually cope with the discomfort rather than be overwhelmed by it. And this is important because life is a thing that throws spanners in the works from time to time, and it gives us negative experiences. So the better able we are to deal with them, the more resilient we are, the happier we're going to be and the less depressed.